Just hours before a midnight deadline, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has approved a measure to temporarily fund the federal government and prevent a government shutdown. The vote was 336-34, with all the no votes coming from Republicans. In the final floor debate, Republican Dan Muser of Pennsylvania said the measure, known as a continuing resolution, or CR, reflects the will of the people to carry out an America First agenda.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the agreement reached between the two houses, the incoming Trump White House and the Republican-led United States House of Representatives. Mr. Speaker, CRs are not ideal. They are not preferred. But come the new year, we will begin a new era of regular order. As well, I expect we will be working in a concerted manner for the next 4 years to borrow a phrase, make America great again.
The vote caps off a tumultuous several days. An earlier agreement between Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic lawmakers was shot down by Elon Musk, who urged Republicans to vote no. President-elect Donald Trump later followed suit, adding a demand that a funding bill include a provision to increase the federal debt limit before he takes office. Speaker Johnson presented a second, pared-down funding bill Thursday with Trump's debt limit provision, but it failed spectacularly when 38 Republicans voted no. After a closed-door Democratic caucus meeting Friday, Democrat Adam Smith of Washington said Speaker Johnson was negotiating with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and acting like Democrats do not exist.
It's going to have to be bipartisan. Even if they could cobble together the votes for something here, they still have to get it through the Senate and have it signed by the president. And as far as I know, those sorts of detailed conversations are not taking place. It's basically Speaker Johnson negotiating with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and acting like the rest of us don't exist. And that's going to be a problem.
Speaker Johnson's third try on Friday was yet another version, with temporary funding for federal operations and $100 billion for disaster aid, but without Trump's debt limit language. It was a slimmed-down bill, 118 pages, compared to the earlier 1,500-page bill. Democrat Adam Smith of Washington says it's not just the number of pages that was cut.
We worked on a bipartisan basis to put together in this legislation proposals that would really make a difference from what we heard from our constituents around the country. Now, that's what's been taken out of this bill. And it's been taken out because one man, a billionaire, decided to tell my Republican colleagues that he did not want this bill.
He says items removed from the funding bill include things like pediatric cancer and rare disease research and prescription drug reforms.
These are the types of things that have been taken out of this bill. Healthcare protections, consumer protections, environmental protections, safety protections. These are the types of things that have been taken out of this bill because some billionaire, richest man on earth, decided that he didn't want those things.
Democrat Rebecca Bailent of Vermont says it's not good for the country to have billionaires calling the shots. She spoke to reporters before the final vote.
It's outrageous. You know, when it's so far beyond the pale that people don't really know how to wrap their heads around it, I'm very curious to follow the money because Elon Musk, he has a lot of government contracts. There's some sketchy stuff with Dogecoin. Like, I think we need to really dig into the details. It's the billionaire himself, but also what is he wrapped up in, and also why does he seem to have so much sway over the incoming president? It's disturbing.
The measure goes next to the Senate, which has a midnight deadline to pass the bill. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.